Yes, folks, it's time to start you off. Yes, it is Saturday morning, and welcome to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Yes, of course, I am the scorekeeper, and we are the home of the Cellar Dwellers. I mean, come on, you should know that by now. Unbelievably, folks, it is a glorious morning here, the first Saturday in May, and in Southern California only. The rest of the world, it's next week, but today in Southern California, it is National Train Day. Yes, it is normally the second Saturday of the month, but here, since it's also, today, by the way, is also the 75th anniversary of Union Station, they're going to have National Train Day only in Southern California today. I will be at Union Station within the next 4 hours or so. The festivities, the train, and the trains begin at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and I will be there. I'm looking so forward to it, and I'm just really jazzed. I still play with trains. I thought you were just... Yeah, forget it. That's a broken sentence. It's a broken thought. Yes. I don't know what the word of the day is, but it's sports. I'm not going to scare my audience any more so than I normally do. I would be thrilled if iTunes would finally update, but they're just going to take their sweet time at it. Oh, I curse McAfee. Of course, I had to update my primary standby, otherwise my old lady. Yes, I had to update her. She was purchased back in 2006. Oh, I've got a joke for my student worker. I met with my student, well, she's not a student worker anymore. But the one I hired back in 07, met with her for lunch yesterday, and the issue of rent came up, and it was just so funny because she said, man, I really feel sorry for you and the amount of rent that you have to pay on your home. And I said, yeah, I know, that's right. And then she said, you know, my owner is always trying to contact me. Excuse me, what, your owner? What's that? What do you mean your owner? Because the text messages had arrived on her phone. Really? How much does your owner pay? $850, because I asked her, you have an owner? She said, yeah, I do. Of course, good old Melissa was talking about paying rent and her landlord. But when she said she had an owner, I had to find out. And then she finally got the joke, and she says, no, they don't pay me, I pay them. And yes, welcome to modern indentured servitude, otherwise known as rent here in Southern California. Wow. But we had shrimp cocktails yesterday. Yes, I was thrilled. It was very nice. I think you know what? So what are you doing this Friday? I said, absolutely nothing. I went over there, purchased a big shrimp cocktail, and remembered all the times we used to hit that catering truck. Man, it's a good truck. Right there, Lindo Mariscos, right there on City Terrace Drive and Hazard. Oh, man, that place is always busy. They don't like catering trucks, but... When you have to wait 10 minutes to place an order at a catering truck, I think you're kind of safe. But anyway, forgive me, folks. I have to take a sip of the cup of Joe because my voice, well, my voice is my voice. Hold on one moment, please. Oh, well, before I do that, I want to bring him on. Morning, and I'm going to let him introduce himself as I drain my cup. Well, I'm not going to drain my cup. I'm just going to have a sip.
How's it going, scorekeeper, man? It's Thomas. Dream.
No, I know. I know who it was. I used you to take a sip of coffee. Yes, folks, what a shock. I'm using someone. Yes, indeed. Scorekeeper is alive and well. I don't know what's wrong, Dream. I'm having trouble with the voice this morning, but it is what it is. Maybe
I know what it is.
Yes,
I know why your voice is so beat up. It's because you were screaming at the TV after the Yankees lost in the 14th inning. That's what it was. I know it.
I did wake up unhappy about that again. Folks, Dream is alluding to the fact that the Yankees were playing their nemesis, not the Red Sox, but another team, the Tampa Bay Rays, and in 14 innings got lit up for 5 runs. Their bullpen failed, and wow.
Yeah, Now, I have to say something about being a Yankee real quick, because it came to me yesterday when I was watching all of this. And I have to feel bad for all the Yankees players just because, hear me out. I mean, yes, they're Yankees. Yes, they get paid exorbitant amounts of money. But being a Yankee is kind of like getting into a fight with a girl. If you win, everybody expects you to win. But if you lose, it doesn't matter what the context was. I mean, it doesn't matter if you went 14 freaking innings, almost half times more than a regular game. You know, you're still expected to win. You know, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. And there's no real glory. If you win, you're a Yankee. It's supposed to win. You know, but if you lose, oh, my goodness, what happened? What's the end of the world? You know, and you know, it came to me, you know, it's being a Yankee's kind of like getting into a fight with the girl, man. You have to win every single time. Otherwise, people wonder what's wrong. You know, they forget that it's a huge, long season, or that, you know, you could still end up with an amazing record at the end of the season, or that you went 14 freaking innings, or, you know, sometimes you don't have any more gas in the tank. You know, after 14 innings, sometimes you gotta call it and be like, I'm done, coach. You know, I'm done, Mr. Manager. I can't handle this anymore. I gotta sit down. I'm 45 years old now, or however old Derek Jeter is. So, you know, but I mean, going back and forth, you know, between all those pickles, man, just it wears you down as a team. You know, you stare at it and you make the wrong call, and you're just tired. You know, after that long, you're just tired. You know, whether it was age, whether it was just, I mean, no more juice left. I mean, going that long puts a lot of wear and tear on a body, man. I mean, that's like a basketball game going an extra basketball game. actually longer than that if you calculate the actual time, you know. But, I mean, you see in overtime, you know, you think, oh, man, they must be tired. You know, you see two overtimes, you're off your seat, you know. But, I mean, 14 innings, you know, a game's not supposed to go that long. That's the longest these two teams have had against each other ever.
Yeah. Dream, I'm not sure, but the day before on Thursday, the Rays played an 18 innings, courtesy of a doubleheader with Boston, and then 14 innings on Friday. I think the time is ripe for the Yankees to take the rest of the two games, but we shall see, right?
Yeah, well, they got to recover themselves first, you know.
Yeah, bunch of boys. I hear it.
But yeah, so, I mean, after all that, you've got to be tired. Imagine just the fans at the game. Even the fans at the game were exhausted after 14 innings.
Yeah, my wife dreaded rain delays and extra innings because she knows, you'll see this through, huh, you rat bastard, but you won't see anything else through.
Well, she deserves an extra piece of pepperoni on her pizza.
Most definitely, and she did. But I will say that my wife was unhappy when there was a rain delay. I mean, as any fan would be, but she knew that if I was at the game, she was there. She was stuck there as well. Good morning, Matt Alvarez, who is in the chat room, folks. Of course, Matt Alvarez is the star here on Friday afternoons on NDB Media 2. He is the host of the Sports Opinion Show with Matthew Alvarez. And no, Dream. I can't believe it. He's been on hold for a little while. Forgive me. Let me bring him on right now. I didn't do the intro. Someone else did. So let me see if I can find it. Where the hell's your intro? Well, maybe I don't have it right here. Who gives a crap? I had his intro here.
Just sing it.
Someone's
just sing
deleting
it.
Files, and people are making up file names without using their letter. So it really, really, yeah, they're not using their letter. We're going to have to beat them up again. So if you have a sound file and you're not using the letter assigned to you, sound file will be gone this weekend. So anyway, I don't know where the hell his intro is. You know, it should be under I for intro, but it's not. So I'm going to cheat. I'm going to use this one just because I love him so.
Oh, you didn't know? You ass better call somebody!
Yeah, you don't get the whole intro, Big Dog. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm on my way.
I know you're on your way. So what is your ETA?
Less than 10 minutes, I'm hoping.
You know, had you said 16 minutes, I would have said, all right, Bishop, bring that dropship down so we can get the hell out of here. Head with these aliens. You get it? Aliens? No, you don't, do you? That was a damn good movie, by the way. And for those of you that are so inclined, we are not talking immigration at this point. We are talking about the hard-hitting action-adventure, one of Hollywood's best action-adventure movie of all time, and that is the movie Aliens with Sigourney Weaver. There are so many lines in that movie. It's funny, man. It's absolutely great. But it's an awesome movie. The last half of the movie, my God, it's pulse-pounding action. It's better than... Well, no, it's not better than that, but it's still good. Oh, my God, I'm going to bring him on right now. I know who it is. This is, well, he's always moving on up because he is in the Hall of Fame, so let's bring him on right now. Clark, the couch potato, the hardest working man in sports. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, other than the voice, but life is good. So what's woke you up this morning,
Mr.? Oh, I actually went to bed intending on getting up in time for Sports Talk with the guys. I'm just a little late, but I had to get some coffee. So, but take away from that, that sounds good. What's going on?
Oh,
I'm just
Clark,
here.
Man.
Yeah,
hey, dude,
Dream was here.
I have to ask, Mr. Couch Potato, how do you feel? This is your weekend. This is your weekend. It has been dubbed by ESPN, even though I know we hate ESPN. It has been dubbed by ESPN as the Couch Potatoes weekend. I don't know if
really?
You caught that. But
no,
there are,
I don't watch ESPN.
Oh, man. There are so many playoff games this weekend. There's the Kentucky Derby. There's like a whole bunch. They're saying do not leave your house at all this weekend, even though I have to go to work. They're saying do not leave your house. Be the couch potato and just soak up every single sporting event that is going on. I mean, we got hockey. We've got baseball. We've got of course, NBA playoff basketball, Kentucky Derby, golf. I mean, I think there's like some kind of driving thing going on. I don't know. Nobody pays attention to it.
And
there's
amazing.
A little bit of NASCAR.
And it's amazing about the whole thing. I probably am not going to spend a whole lot of time watching that. The reason why I would be a couch potato is because there's three IFL football games on tonight. Not that too many other people would be interested in that, but I would be sitting watching those football games more so than some of the other stuff that you had mentioned. So there you go.
Oh. Well, see, even that, there's so much sports going on this weekend. It is ridiculous.
Yep, hard to keep track of.
So it is your weekend, Mr. Clark.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of, but at the same time, when you got that many things to do, at least, I'll put it out there, at least there's something to do. I mean, if you say, well, there's nothing to do at all, well, you're just not looking for something, at least on a weekend like this weekend.
Yep. You are 100% right, man.
But, Dream, I like the fact that you hit on the fact that this is a Cap Potato weekend. So, folks, we're going to have to name the first weekend in May the Couch Potato Weekend. So, Dream, that was absolutely awesome, dude. I had no idea that that was proclaimed by those incompetently, profusely, stupid...
Anophobetic.
Thank you. Yeah, that word's going to stay with you guys forever. Anophobetic. Dream already knew it. I did not. I fully admitted it. And, it's crazy. But I'm looking forward to Big Dog arriving very, very soon. We're looking forward to that. The Big Dog woke up just a tad late, as did the Couch Potato. But, folks, it is a wonderful weekend. As I was telling everyone earlier, not only is it the Couch Potato weekend, but it is also Comic Book Day today. And, more importantly, it is in Southern California only National Train Day. So today
I will be down at Union Station.
Yes, everywhere else in the United States, it will be National Train Day on the second Saturday of the month of May. But
I didn't know you were that friendly to gay people. National Train Day. That's really nice of you to be that sensitive.
Well, you know, Green, thank you for bringing that up. I don't know if I am sensitive, but I will take the compliment. Thank you. I don't know. I'm talking about trains, the ones that go woo-woo. I know, that still doesn't prove
so
anything.
So was I.
Well, there you go. There was a moment yesterday, and Big Dog, I know he is listening, but I'm very flabbergasted with the fact that one of our listeners, Darlene Franco, listens to the sports program, and she calls me Sheldon. I'm like, what the hell? Why Sheldon? And she seems to equate me with being her version of Sheldon because of my language, my proclivities, things that I do. And I did state on Facebook that I took pictures of my food long before Sheldon does. And granted, I do think that most people are beneath me, because they are. So, Darlene was telling me that I am Sheldon. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm smarter than that dumb bastard. I have more people on my Twitter feed than he does. I am not Sheldon. Sheldon is beneath me. Well,
you know what, scorekeeper, take it as a compliment. Take it as a compliment, because that just means you use big words that you can't understand. And... two, you have an undying knowledge and love of Star Trek.
Well, I've been in denial of being Sheldon, but yesterday, I got to tell you, I was talking to Zeke, and I mentioned it was National Train Day, and I'm going to go get to be able to play with the trains and do all this stuff tomorrow, which is not today. And I was going to have a good time. And then Zeke, without missing a beat, said, well, then you are Sheldon, because only Sheldon loves trains. Oh, God. Now, having one thing in common is one thing. Maybe two.
Now, I'm missing.
Three.
Who is Sheldon?
Oh, my God. From the Big Bang Theory, Sonny Clark.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right.
Dude, you're missing out, Sonny. You're missing out.
They are right now.
I watched it for a year. I was for 2 years. I gave it a shot, and the only reason why I gave it a shot is the guy who plays in that show was also on Roseanne back in the day. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Sheldon. I'm not a fan of the show. But okay, got it. I put him out of my mind.
I apologize, Sunny Clark. I didn't know that you were listening to that or seeing that, but let me tell you, look, I am not a fan of Sheldon. I actually hate the dumbass. I really do. He needs to be educated. The Big Dog, right? How long have I hated Sheldon, Big Dog?
Since we get into the show.
I think since it began, right? Because I think he's an insensitive clod And Big Dog has even said, but he is so smart that he is so way above. It's baloney. He's full of crap. If I would have been his his daddy, I was about to say if I would have been his mama, had I been his daddy, I would beat the crap out of that kid, knock sense into him, and say, no, son, you have to be this way, you have to be that way. But apparently his father was missing, so, but whatever. Besides the point, as Dream and I started this program, it's National Train Day in Los Angeles only. It is also Comic Book Day, and we were talking about how the Yankees got their clocks. Their bells were rung yesterday at midnight, 10 to 5. It was disappointing, but hey, it is what it is, folks. And Matt Alvarez just now in the chat room said, Couch, were you talking about the TV show Roseanne? Ugh, yeah. That show was stupid. Yeah.
Understand.
Different era, a different era indeed.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, Dream. It was most definitely a different era. Matt, we saw it live, and we weren't looking at Roseanne. We were looking at the little girls, who one of them is now on the Big Bang Theory as well. What's her face? Sarah Gilbert. But for those of you that know and don't know, Sarah Chalk. Elliot Reed from Scrubs was on one season of Roseanne. I think that's the only reason why we were watching it, because we were all growing up.
Actually, it wasn't just one season. It was one and a half seasons. She did a full season, and something happened to where the original Becky could not get back because of some kind of – she was going to school, actually. So she took a year and a half off to finish up what she was doing in school, and Sarah Chalk did fill in for her. Yes, and it was actually quite funny how they played that off on the Roseanne show.
I did not see when they actually did that, so that is, yeah, that's really good. Now, Matt Alvarez is asking us, do you remember Bill Nye? Bill Nye, the science guy? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Of course we do.
He just recently passed.
My daughter even likes that show. She's four.
Wait a minute. The science guy passed away?
Yes, Bill Nye, he just passed away. Let me just pull it up really quick. I'm almost sure he just passed
Sonny,
away.
No, Sonny, don't pull it. Sonny, please, don't pull it up, and don't ever say you're going to pull it up on air. But please get the information for us. If you want to pull it up,
yes.
Dude, hey, you put it on your show. I'm not going to do it on mine.
All right. Oh, no, it was a hoax. I seen the hoax. Okay, it was a hoax.
Such a couch potato. You are.
On February 24th, there was a hoax that he had passed away, and I didn't see the update afterwards, so there you go.
Wait, even Matt Alvarez says, yes, wait, he passed. No, he was on a late night show this week.
Wow, he's amazing.
Thank you, Matt Alvarez. Oh, my God, unbelievable. Let me see, I'm hearing some noise in the garage. We have 11 life forms in the garage now, folks. It is noisy as heck. And I think they need another bathroom.
You no longer have cats. You're just going to have tribbles from now on. They're just going to be referred to as the tribbles.
I think I do have my own tribbles. That's pretty good there, Dream. I have my own tribbles. And, wow. But we are going to be giving some of them away if anyone does want them from the second batch. Yeah, I know, that's a cheap shot on Gremlins, the second batch. But we have 11 pussies, or kitties, right here. So, yeah, we are going to be giving some away from Nelly's batch. So there you go, folks. That's an update on the Noriega household. Good morning, coffee! Even coffee says, come on, Bill Nye was at the White House yesterday.
That just goes to show how much I watch regular news, too.
And that's fine. But, yeah, look, first of all, guys, let's settle something right now. If you don't hear about it on NDB Media, you might as well not give a crap.
Well, there you go.
I mean, if we don't comment about it, it's not worth it. So there you go. Because, hey, folks, how many times have we broken the news before all the mainstream? How many times have we been ahead of the curve? We do want to thank Brian Tarvin last week. We were talking about Donald Sterling long before everyone else, folks. And again, here in Southern California, if you read Bill Plaschke on Sunday, he was laughing at everyone else by saying, "You dumbasses, we've known he's a racist for like from time immemorial." So we weren't like shocked by what he said, but let me tell you,
he just wasn't relevant. That's it.
That's what we said. It wasn't relevant. And here he is. He is struggling in this morning. He has shown up. I don't know where his intro is, but here is the man. He is the big dog. What up, big dog? Just to go back to what you were saying earlier
about
the Yankees, you guys bitching about, oh, they're fired. You know what? Screw that. They get these millions and millions of dollars. Oh, what if they got to play three in a row? Wah, wah, wah.
These four keepers, exactly what I said.
That was directed at you, brother. Hey, Big Dog, do you want me to get you a copy?
No.
I noticed that the pussy came over to say hi to you.
As they all do.
I know. She actually came over right now. That's kind of cool. Lupus came over because the pussy needed to be petted. Can you handle that, Big Dog?
Oh, she loves it.
Oh, now you're able to groom the... Why the hell did you throw that at me? The Big Dog is grooming the wench, and she's... I wasn't giving excuses.
I didn't hear you. Is it Green?
It's Green, dude. I love Green. He will forever. I mean, dude, he and I had so many dates together, and the best one was, I think it did cost us about $4.20. And we had all you can eat, all you can drink. No, not me. He was on this. I'll never, ever forget that. He invited. I had a few dollars. He had a few dollars, and he ate like kings.
Okay. Yeah, that was nice, man. That was nice.
Oh, hell, anyone else? Let me see. Does anyone have West Coasters particular fans?
I believe it's directed at you.
That is directed both at Dream and myself.
Dream and Yankee too?
Yes, he's been a Yankee from, again, time immemorial. So, and if you guys don't know what the word is, look it up, damn it. I think it's appropriate. When we're talking about Donald Sterling being a racist, as I stated, it's been from time immemorial. So there you go. Coffee, I am a Yankee fan, and my Yankee is traced all the way to 1979.
The year after the incident.
I was a Dodger fan for years during 77, 78, and I gave up. I became a Yankee. Oh, it's going to help.
Because of the incident.
Yeah.
You saw what happened, and you saw how we did, and you were happy.
Oh, go to hell. Go to hell, Big Dog.
I worked for it.
Hey, Matt Alvarez, message via Blog Talk Radio. It looks like hieroglyphics.
It's all over again.
Yeah. Change the font. Ariel and send me the message again because I can't read it. So anyway.
Okay, I have to ask real quick, Sonny Clark, Mr. Couch Potato, are you getting all this feedback too? Or
yes,
is it this week?
I was getting ready to put it in the chat room. Lots of feedback. I'm not sure whose phone
it's like
coming from.
I think Big Dog, you still on your cell phone?
No, he's not.
Oh, well, it might be, I don't know where it's coming from then, but there's like an echo going on.
He was 95. All right, folks, this is going to happen. Big Dog and I are going to go off air. Sonny Clark, take over, please, and we're going to call back in.
You bet.
Chewing that bubble gum, scorekeeper.
Well, as they do that, as they're checking it out, let's just go really quick, since especially since the big dog is in town and up on the radio this morning in the NBA. Folks, what makes me happy, if you've been watching the NBA, Houston are especially the Portland games.
That was beautiful.
Gentlemen,
it was
the big
dog. It was the big dog.
Isn't it always?
His phone was on. Go figure. But, folks, let me interrupt. Right now, he is going to be joining us, as a matter of fact, at this exact moment. Let's bring him on right now, folks. And it did have your phone number still on the switchboard, and I didn't see that. Oh, the Scarkeeper's stupid this morning. And speaking of such, let's go ahead and bring him on from Southeast United States. He is the resident Southern gentleman.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Good morning, Brian. How are you this morning, Brian?
Just rolled out of bed. I've been a lazy butt this morning, so here I am.
Cool.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you to Cujo for having him wake you up in the morning. Awesome. Awesome. Well,
he puts the peanut butter on him before he goes to sleep, so that's why Cujo wakes up in the morning with it.
Is that...
You beat me to it. I was going to make the peanut butter joke this morning, but it's okay. It's all right. As long as you got out there.
Oh, my goodness, folks. It is a great morning. Want to welcome everyone. Coffee, dude, nice try. Dude, you know I love you deep down. You know it, Coffee. So there's no way you can anger me, Coffee, because I know who you are. I know how you are, and I get it. It's okay, Coffee. I know you need a hug. You're just trying to piss people off. I get it. Don't worry about it, Coffee.
We love you. One of these days for him to call in, Scorekeeper, wouldn't that be great radio?
I think it would be great. But for now, we just give you one of those little emotional hugs, Coffee. We know. We love you. I do, dude. I get it. I feel the pain. I know, Coffee. I know what it is to be above everyone else. I get it. I understand you. But don't worry. I get it. And
so
now,
the place
then,
you can
know,
be above anybody, right?
I'm sorry. Sonny, what?
It's the only place he can be above anybody. I wish I had the courage to say some of the things that he says, but sometimes I don't even have the courage to say some of the things he does. So in his world, yeah, there you go. He is better than everybody else in this world. As Coffee, in his regular life, he doesn't probably get that opportunity to be that way.
Coffee says,
yuck,
don't touch me.
You see there, yuck, don't touch me. Way to go, Coffee. He knows it. Nothing but love, pal. Let me tell you, Mr. Clark, in his online persona, and this guy has gotten away with people not equating who he is online with his other. He's gotten away with it. So I'm not going to be the one to ruin it, but I'm also friends with him online as well.
One of my favorite pictures is with him. He put up on his Facebook is the snake that's holding the gun. It's one of my favorite pictures of all time, actually.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was. But we're not going to reveal that on air because it's not fair, because he's done a good job of keeping his anonymity intact. But, folks,
Coffee's got more comments. He says, in his regular life, I say exactly what I say here. There is no persona, he says.
There you go.
Coffee. I was alluding to that. Well, not to me. Not to me. I mean, I know he hasn't been getting any this week because he's been pretty bitter towards me. Yeah, he's been slamming me all week long. His hand is definitely sore.
Okay, that's why I haven't been getting them. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten any all week either.
Cujo hasn't been with you, huh?
I'm sorry, Brian.
This is interesting. This is an interesting conversation. Brian hasn't gotten any all week. You know, Roger's out there. He's got his pussies everywhere. And me, I got my lizard out and about rolling around and, you know, looking for crickets. So, I mean, I don't know. This is one of those crazy shows.
I don't know where that came from, Sonny, but that is funny. That is funny. I was expecting Dream to add something, maybe even the big dog, but it's good. Folks, Coffey did put the video game image. This is the Hitman from the video game logo.
Whoa, did you guys hear my jumbo jet?
Mm-hmm.
We did hear something go by, but I thought it was just you inhaling.
No. Well, you guys are making references, so, you know, I had to throw my jumbo jet out there.
Oh, excellent, Dream.
Oh,
excellent.
Man,
well,
this has gone off the deep end.
Yes, it has. This is one of the best weekends of sports, and we're all making references and measuring, so to speak, this weekend.
No doubt about it, folks. I do want to thank on air my immediate supervisor. His name is Dave. Not the Dave of, 20 years, but I have a new Dave, Bunny. And he took out the office on Thursday. I want to thank him for that. So I was really surprised. We had not hit a H salt in decades. And there's another reference for you guys. H salt.
You were the one in Montebello?
No, we didn't go to the one in Montebello.
Beverly and
no, we did not go to that one. We went to the one over on Badillo and Vincent, or Badillo and Grand in Covina or West Covina. But they just lost the franchisee. They got tired of it. So they really weren't an eight stall. I didn't know this until we received it. So we had fish and chips. English fish and chips. We had it on Thursday, and it was an unexpected treat that my supervisor paid for the meal. And as he said, it was administrative bitches week last week, so I'm buying it for all of you guys. Oh, thanks, Dave.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so there you go, folks. It was administrative bitches week last week. He didn't take us out, so he took us out to H salt. Oh, my goodness. But it was really mean. I'm sorry?
How many of you did he take out?
How many of me did he take out?
You know how many people did he take out?
He
said administrative.
I was there.
You were one of
his working supervisor and his equipment coordinator.
Oh, so just four of you guys.
Yeah, but it was really four guys. But he said he was administrative bitches last week, so I'm taking you guys out.
Well, no, I'm asking. I know cheap salt is not cheap, so.
Is it really?
Yeah, that probably would have been close to a $50 lunch.
Really? Wow.
It's also not cheap.
Well, he went to go and get, they brought the food back. That's what was cool. So, we were still conscientious.
And him being a supervisor, you trusted that the food was going to be okay?
Yeah. Guy loves me. I love him, man. He's a good guy.
Okay.
He's fair. He's just happy that I'm there covering for his clerk.
Here you go.
Why are you handing me a tissue?
To wipe your nose off?
Well, there may be a lot of truth to that. I'm not prepared to wipe it off yet. I'm not going to do it multiple times. But anyway, to our guests in the chat room, I believe I know who it is. Come on in. You know what to do. Come on, Sonia. Gridiron Girl is listening, so it's all good. Folks, let's get to it. We were talking about the Yankees getting their butts busted yesterday. And 10-5, and then the rest of baseball.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah,
you're just playing 18 innings, and they played 14.
No.
They played a doubleheader. Yeah.
No. The Yankees played 14 innings.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Rays played a doubleheader.
They were talking about both of them. They were both tired. You know what? So what?
They get paid big money.
Okay.
They
made everyone.
They play a game
like that.
They play a game, for God's
sake.
Yeah,
you get the standings, Big Dog. In last night's baseball news, Chicago edged the Cardinals 6-6. The Cleveland Indians beat up on the Chicago White Sox 12-5, and we're going to do the Adam Dunn watch in a little bit. The aforementioned Tampa Bay Rays doubled up on the Yankees in 14 innings, 10-5. Pittsburgh edged Toronto 6-5. Hey, look, folks. The dream is over in Toronto. If the Pirates are beating you consistently,
you Blue Jays suck. The Washington Nationals by 2 over the Phillies by the 3, so Andrea got some last night. I know that the Dodgers lost to Miami 6-3.
Is there a significant other by Little Blue Pills?
Anyway, I'm sure he does, especially at his age. But you know what? Good for him. Good for him.
That's right.
Good for Lenny. Anyway.
You guys want me to take a picture of my lizard?
What? Did Andrea get a lizard?
I just wanted to know, I mean, if you want me to take a picture of my lizard, he's out and about and he's running around today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
only
on NDB Media Sports Talk with the Guys can you go from the Yankees to Star Wars to National Train Day to Comic Book Day to porno. Nowhere else will you ever get that. Oh, by the way, folks, I haven't chosen a day yet, is due. Joke night is due, and it looks like it's going to be, you know what, screw it. Let's just do it on Victoria Day. Victoria Day, May 19th, joke night. We're going 3 effing hours on joke night.
I know why his lizard's running around.
Okay, 2 hours. Why is he going around?
Because he's wearing his thong backwards.
Oh, God. Oh,
he's wearing the thong backwards. That's why the lizard's running around. Ooh,
baby,
one more time.
You want it one more time? There you go. All right, on the other side. Yeah. You ever say that again? You ever show that image of the couch potato and his song being backwards? And he didn't kiss. Jesus Christ.
And he goes,
this show has
my
gone
Lord
out of control. I love it.
Eli, lava sabatani. Oh, my God. You know, I've used that phrase.
Thank you, scorekeeper, for that reference. I'm probably the only one that got that one.
Dream, you're the only one that knows that one. No one else knows. Well, the big dog now knows because I explained it to him. You like to do it really well. Well, actually, don't say that, big dog. Because if you really are stupid, you have fooled me. And I never would have asked you to be my co-host had you been stupid.
Anyway, Gabriella 17 retired a lot of golf water every week.
Yeah, anyway. Dream, in the many years that I've been at work, only one person ever figured out what I was talking about. And he was an older gentleman, and I said it. There was a funny moment, and he turned around and he said, "Shut up, dude, you're not forsaken." And I was like, wow, holy crap. I couldn't believe it. He immediately responded to me. I thought that was great. Yes, Dream, I know you know. But I tell you, in 20-some years of being at work, never did anyone ever respond to me, and he did. Bill, this one's for you, pal. Mr. Bill, congratulations. I am thrilled that you knew that one. But I rarely ever use that phrase unless it's like now. We're talking porno, so sure enough. But, folks, we're going to get to the rest of the baseball scores, and then the big dog's going to give us the standings. Yes, sir.
The answer to Freddie, yes, he can put a picture of his lizard.
Oh, yeah. Put a picture of your lizard, but you have to put it on Facebook.
I'll put it up on Facebook.
And you have to put it here in the chat room as well. So, folks, please keep an eye out for Sonny's lizard. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Love
Boston.
It.
Boston.
Did you name your lizard Little Spud?
No, his name's Rodney. His name is Rodney.
You named him Rodney? Or he?
Yeah.
She? No. Oh, he named it Rodney?
it's
the king. There you go.
His name is Rodney. Yes, his name is Rodney. Yeah.
Wait a minute. The coffee in the chat room says, the best news of the week is I'm a pretty, pretty man wearing my new glasses.
Ooh.
Did coffee actually say that? Oh, my God. People in the chat room, take a picture of that right now.
Is that before a week wrong?
I don't give a shit. Spoiled a week wrong.
I feel pretty.
That is hilarious. Please, people, get a picture of that. I'm going to write it.
Okay, please tell me you are getting sound clips of Sonny Clark right now. Please tell me you're getting sound clips of Sonny. Because she's going, ooh, and I feel pretty.
Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and gay.
Because it's train day. Because it's L.A. train day.
Yeah, all right. Well, folks, I think we may have lost half of our audience in that last tirade, but we're good. We're going to continue.
Oh, wow.
They said Boston 7, Oakland 1, San Francisco 2-1 over Atlanta, Baltimore 3-0 over Minnesota, Detroit 8-2 over Los Reales de Kansas City, Seattle lost to the Houston Assholes in 11 innings, 5-4, Colorado beat up on the Mets. Sorry, Tanya. The dream is dead. Oh, and by the way, Tanya, it's been dead for a long time. Colorado 10-3 over the Mets. Texas Rangers 5-2 over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And Arizona shut out San Diego 2-0. And
my lizard's got a cricket on his head.
Oh, hey, something's going on right now, folks.
She's carrying them all.
Yeah, she's... Nellie's carrying her pussies all over the place, so I got to pick them up right now. Big Dog, go to the standings, please. Hey. And the standings for the American League in the East. Is Baltimore leading the way?
Oh.
Wow, over the Yankees.
Oh, shut up.
With the 15-12 record, 15 wins, 12 losses, the Yankees are in second place, half game behind. Followed by Tampa Bay, Boston, and Toronto. In the Central, it is Detroit. Still with, oh, no, they are no longer the best team in baseball. But it is Detroit leading the way in the Central, followed by Kansas City, of all people. Chicago, Minnesota, and Cleveland. And in the West, it is Oakland leading the way at 18 wins, 11 losses, followed by Texas, followed by the Angels. Seattle, and, of course, Houston is going to be the worst team again. In all of baseball, look at their heads, and that's something that they just want to do. In the National League,
they suck.
Yeah, well, Arizona's giving them a run for their money on that one. But in the National League, in the East, it is Atlanta leading the way, so Brian is happy. Followed by Washington, the Mets, Miami, and Philadelphia. In the Central, it is, they've been drinking their beer like they should because they are leading the way, and they are the best team in all of baseball. I am talking about the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, shut up.
Leading the way at 21 wins and only 9 losses. Followed by St. Louis.
That's not going to lie.
Scorekeeper's favorite team, the Reds. Pittsburgh. And then the Cubs are once again the cellar dwellers. That's why we love them so.
Why do we love them? I don't love them. You do?
In the West.
You're in need of help, dude.
In the West. Unfortunately, it is the Giants leading the way at 18-11, followed by Colorado, one game behind. The Dodgers are a game and a half behind, followed by San Diego, and giving a challenge to the Houston Astros for worst team in baseball are the Arizona Diamondbacks.
And speaking of worst, folks, we're now going to go to the Adam Dunn Watch. And once again, Adam Dunn, you are welcome. Because every time I ride your sorry ass, this guy gets hot. He gets hot. And you know what? He hit .275 this week, taking his average up. He's now batting .268. It was a shock last week.
Yeah,
hell of a week.
Paid again?
The what?
How much is he getting paid?
Well, it was a 4-year, $56 million or $50-some million deal.
Wow.
A lot of money for doing a whole lot of nothing. But here's the line on Adam Dunn.
He cools off the fans.
That's right, folks. On hot days, Adam Dunn helps out the fans because he's always spinning so many times. He strikes out so much that he keeps all the fans cool. But Adam Dunn for this week, I mentioned he's hitting .275. He hit two home runs with 4 RBIs, walked 5 times, struck out 12 times.
Wow.
Way to go, dude. Way to go. So the line for him on the year, he is batting .268 with a .402 on-base percentage. That is respectable.
Yeah.
His slugging has dropped to .500, but his OPS is an eye-popping .902. So, folks.
That could be a lot of walks or what?
Well, the OPS is your batting average. It's your on-base and slugging.
Oh.
That's all it is. You add them up. Oh, look! On-base is .402. Slugging is .500. Now, kids, let's add that up. What does that add up to? .902, which is, his OPS.
.902? Okay.
No, he's .902. He's missing a lot of numbers. For the season, he's hit 5 home runs, 12 RBIs. He's walked 18 times, and he has struck out 29.
Wow.
So, folks, he was clearly on a 3-to-1 strikeout ratio, and now he is actually less than 2-to-1. Because 18 walks would be 36 strikeouts. He only has 29, so there you go. Adam Dunn is finally having a pedestrian season. So, way to go, Adam Dunn.
Way.
Congratulations to you. You are ripping off the White Sox in ways that no other player has ever done. Adam Dunn, I admire you. I admire you because you are the thief of thieves. Way to go, dude. A 4-year, $56 million contract, and you have done dick for the White Sox. Congratulations.
Speaking of dick, I put up the picture of Rodney.
Oh, my God. Rodney? Rodney's there?
I put it up on your Facebook.
Oh, even Coffee agreed with me. His career is .495 slugging, so he's doing .500, so he is doing good. Yes, he is. Thank you, Adam. Done for whatever.
You want to talk about a fall from grace? How about the one Pittsburgh Pirates? Then when you look at the other side of it, the best team in baseball is the Milwaukee Brewers at 21-9? Man. Well, you know that's going to change before the end of the year, but still, I mean, something for the Milwaukee Brewers to be happy about.
Guys, that's why I said that if the Toronto Blue Jays were beaten by the Pirates, you know Toronto sucks.
Yeah, they're bad.
Thing about I don't know about a fall from grace.
You're right,
but the Yankees the Pirates. I'm thinking more that maybe last year was more like a miracle season,
It was a career season for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
An anomaly.
Would you say that three times?
I can't.
Would you say to everyone right now, big dog, say anomaly. Well, you say it 3 times. It was an anomaly.
Yeah.
How about anomala or anagalus? Why don't you say that? You can say anagalus?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, speaking of anagalus, Ellie and I will be covering for Dan and Christine this Thursday on Travel Itch Radio, and we get to play with the plebs. We're going to be visiting Annapolis.
Ooh.
So we're going to be covering Travel Itch Radio this Thursday. I love doing Travel Itch with Ellie. We're going to look up NCIS.
Gibbs.
Ooh. All right. Should I write this down?
No.
Okay.
Look up
I'm not going to do that.
Why not? You don't want to bother him?
Anyway, anomaly. Come on, anomaly.
No. I had it in my mind and it just didn't come out.
Like
you know how that goes.
Well,
you hear it and it...
Dream and I will admit we've had our faux pas, yes, where we try to say it and, you know, thank God most people don't even know what we're trying to say. And we could actually come up with another word and people don't know. How many times has that happened, Dream? Yeah, okay.
That has happened more frequentious than I would care to admit.
Oh, talking dirty today. There you go. Well done, Dream. I would not have pulled that one out of the hat. I'm giving you props on that one. Big Dog, go ahead. The Pirates, they suck again.
Yep, they're back to normal. Last year, like I said, the planets must have been aligned correctly and they sacrificed the goat to the right demigod and you know,
wow, Big Dog.
Could not get that ring, so they're back to sucking.
We were so happy that they were doing
yes,
so well.
Yes,
it's a good thing to see the Pirates competing.
Mainly because of salt, so yes. I know.
Oh. Eight salt. Oops.
Is it really that expensive, Big Dog?
Eight salt?
It's been a few years since I've been
there,
but it was expensive.
I know it was expensive, but all right, okay, fair enough. Well, folks, the Pirates are not doing very well, but hey, we're going to move on forward. Coffee says the Twins are the worst team in baseball. Yeah, I might agree with that, but the Assholes really suck too. Brian, what's your favorite baseball team?
Well, I mean, since I'm in Atlanta and I can go to the games and watch them, I guess the Braves, that's the only team I've really pulled for. So I'm not in love with any baseball team, but if I choose one, it's the Braves.
Well, there you go, folks. Sonny, are you still an Arizona Diamondback, or have you become a turncoat again and now you like the Rangers? Oh, God, please. Okay, you know what? If you're a Ranger fan, I'll accept it, but don't tell me you're a Reds fan, Sonny, because if you're a Reds fan, we're through. We're done. We're over. Right now.
Right now, I'm a St. Louis Cardinal fan. I've always been kind of like a Cardinal Cub fan, but the Cubs suck. And, you know, they haven't done anything, you know, even since I was just a little tyke. But I've always been a Cub or St. Louis Cardinal fan because I lived for many years in between Chicago and St. Louis. So I've always been kind of a Cardinal fan. And one of my favorite players watching them, and I've always been a Royal fan, you know, always a closet Royal fan, but they suck too. Al Hrabowski has always been one of my favorite players when I was a kid. So the Mad Hungarian and the St. Louis Cardinals, you know, kind of, you know, that's kind of, if I root for someone, that's probably who I root for.
Wow. I just want to know what team was your favorite. Didn't really give a damn about your favorite players. That's another subject, Sonny, and we'll get to that one shortly. Dream! I'm Sonny. I was being a jerk. Sorry. Dream!
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm unmuting myself because of the traffic.
I know. I appreciate that, sir.
You really don't even have to ask who my favorite team is. Always has been, always will be the Yankees. You know, I like winners.
They suck.
You know? About it.
Yeah, whatever.
And you can't
Brian,
take this away.
Whatever.
What do you say?
Yeah. He said they suck.
Hey, you know what? Everybody gets to lose a game, but I think you missed what I said earlier. You know, being a Yankee is kind of like getting into a fight with the girl. You know, if you win, everybody expects it. You know, if you lose, oh my God, you lost. You're the Yankees. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's 180-something games, right? Yeah, I think we can afford to lose a couple.
It's 162 games. 180, but okay. It's 162 games. But if we consider the preseason.
Well, I'm talking playoffs.
Dude, We're Yankee fans. We don't care. We just want to know when it's September. That's all there is to it.
Exactly.
That's what it only
Listen, I include playoffs. Come on.
That's good. That's about right, yeah. When you include the playoffs, it's about right there. So anyway, folks, having a good morning this morning. Big Dog, you are an Angel fan? Are you only an Angel fan?
No,
you follow the Dodgers.
And the Yankees.
And the Yankees, yeah. Yeah, but the Big Dog's always, yeah. We have that many Yankee Angel games. I know, we can't afford it anymore.
Okay, especially, no way can we afford the Dodger-Yankee games.
No. No way. It's not worth it anymore. So, all right, folks. We're back to it. Baseball stuff. A lot of good stuff. As a matter of fact, Matt Alvarez, I know he's been expecting this one. Oh, Matt is a Giants fan. We know that. But Matt is also a San Jose Sharks fan. And,
oh,
yeah, hold on.
And
the Chokers.
So much shit earlier.
He actually was talking a lot of shit.
Yeah,
he was. And I even admitted
Has
last
he slowed
week
down
to Matt
on
Alvarez.
That talk now?
Yeah, I congratulated Matt Alvarez. Thank God no one heard it when they said, Matt, way to go. It looks like the Sharks are
going. And now his team joins that little group that could not win one
in the first round.
But no, hold on, wait a minute. Big Dog and Sonny, let's make this very clear. The San Jose Sharks were up 3-0.
And then they two against their neck and squeeze, and they choked themselves down for.
Yeah, you know what?
And I want to give props to Ron Artest because he was the only one after 3-0 that still thought that the Kings could pull it out. But
Ron Artest went live and said that he still had faith in the Kings. Wow, there you go, folks.
Are
it happened.
Are you serious? The Sharks choked a 3-0 lead?
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
God,
they choked it up hard, man. I mean, and they hacked up a big loogie in that one.
That shark shouldn't have been down on that hockey stick, man. You got something in there. Got something back in there.
How many times in history has this happened, though? I mean, in all sports, isn't that like the second or third time?
That's actually quite good, Brian. We know of four times Counting the King comeback this last time. It's only happened four times in the history of hockey. In baseball, we know it's only happened once, and it happened in 2004.
And it has never happened.
It's never happened in basketball. And I don't know if it happens in soccer.
Well, they'll have a best of seven.
No, I know. I just mean stupid. I don't think it happens in NASCAR either, or even in golf. It's never happened in basketball. It has happened in hockey four times now. The Kings are the most recent one. And we all know the greatest failure of all time was the Yankees being up 3-0 against the Red Sox. And they lost to the Red Sox 4-3. Everyone said it was the greatest choke of all time. And, you know, being a Yankee fan, I could easily choke. But I didn't. You know what? Boston kicked the crap out of the Yankees. I fully admit it. They got beat by the Red Sox. You know, I'm not even going to say the Yankees choked. I don't think they choked. I think Boston just kicked the shit out of the Yankees 4-3. I admit it. But in the case of the San Jose Sharks, oh, my God. Did they choke? Oh, my God, did they choke?
I think they're the most chokingest teams in hockey. Like, ever. Yes,
well,
I said choking. What of it?
The Kings? Well, the Kings and the San Jose Sharks. There's a rivalry there in hockey. The Kings and the San Jose Sharks, and this one is going to go down for a while.
So now, because of that incredible comeback by the Kings.
Oh, God, it was unbelievable.
In the second round, we now have a three-way five series. The 5-3-way series, because it will be the Anaheim Ducks versus the Los Angeles Kings. So they're going to just go up and down the 5-3-way for their series.
Yeah, both teams are home, basically, for this one.
So Southern California fans are going to love this one.
All three of us.
I'm going to predict that the Kings will win this in, the Ducks will
win. You're a Ducks fan,
the
dude.
The Ducks will win this in six. It's going to be a tough series because the Kings are very resilient. They do have Jonathan Quick. When he's on, there's no one better.
As evidenced by the 4-3 comeback.
Yeah, but he did screw up the first three games big time. He gave up so many goals.
Yeah, that man was actually at a religious monastery because he was really being holy on the defense.
Yeah.
Do you guys like that one? That brought the religion back.
Yes. That was a stretch, but it flew by.
You only play nice when you want something. Leave me alone, Dream. Oh,
hey,
it was a reach. No, you keep up with it, huh? All right, fine, Dream.
Yeah, man. Okay, next subject.
Well, if you want to talk choke jobs, I mean, golf, I mean, Greg Norman comes to mind, so don't forget about the golf one. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought we were talking sports.
I know. I'm just saying. You didn't say anybody in golf was, but I thought I'd throw Greg Norman out. So.
You're right. I mean, Sonny, of most recently, oh, my God. Talk about the chokes of chokes, right, Sonny? Greg Norman, huh? Didn't he need, like, one birdie in the last seven holes or something like that?
Well, it just depends on which one you're talking about. If I'm not mistaken, in the Masters, Jack Nicklaus came back in the back nine and beat him at the Masters. And then there was the U.S. Open where he shot a 75 in the final round. He started off the day in the lead, and then he finished at 12. The British Open, he had problems with the British Open when he was winning there. And, you know, so this guy's choked quite a bit as far as, you know, in crunch time, as far as that's concerned.
Wow.
There you go, folks. Greg Norman. I guess I was thinking of either the one of the Masters or the British one, but he has choked a few times. So if Roger Noriega were to play golf, he would just be Roger Greg Norman Noriega.
And you know, in golf, another, I mean, Phil Mickelson, even though he's won so many championships, he's a classic choker, too.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, there it is. Folks,
just to let you know.
I appreciate that. It looks like there's going to be an annual retreat here at NDB Media, and we're probably going to be choosing a scheduled weekend. So for anyone associated with NDB Media, if you're thinking of traveling to Southern California, if you're thinking of traveling to Southern California, let me know, because there's going to be an annual retreat, and who knows? We'll see what can happen, and it's probably going to be in August, in the dog days of August.
Hey, Roger, what are the dates on Vegas? December 5th through the 7th? Is that the Vegas date?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, December 5th. 5th through the 7th. And folks, again, anyone associated with NDB who's interested in being there, you need to contact me before, because we may be able to work something out.
You're
seriously.
A kitty.
And you might get a free kitty thrown in, too. So there you go. In Vegas. So don't ever say you've never had a pussy in Vegas. There you go.
Well,
nowadays
with the days of cell phones, you can't even say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, because it always ends up on Facebook.
That's true.
Oh, that's because of the great what's that stuff called, the truth elixir?
What is it?
Alcohol. Right?
That's because of cell phones and the fact that you can take video at any given second. Yeah, so whatever happens in Vegas doesn't always, really stay in Vegas.
Yeah. Look at what Donald Sterling did. Obviously, he left a voicemail message with someone, and that's what was used against him.
No.
It was a conversation?
It was a conversation, and...
Is she on there? She's in the conversation?
She is on there.
See, I haven't listened to it, guys, because I have no interest in it.
She told him she was recording.
Whoa, wait a minute.
He knew he was being recorded.
So no,
he's not that dumb, is he?
That was one of the articles that I read.
Oh, okay, nice.
But
that's what the little tramp said, that he liked to be recorded.
But when he talked to Commissioner Silver about this, he admitted right off the bat that it was him on there, and he did not deny it, nor did he have any remorse for what he said. So that is one of the main reasons why he got the lifetime ban and the $2.5 million fine, which was the maximum. And also they're going to force him out of the NBA with a 75% vote.
He's gonna sue that, guys. He's gonna keep that in court. He's not gonna fail.
Yeah, he says that if he says that if the NBA owners try and force him out, that he will sue the NBA and each of the owners. But as you all know or don't know, it also came out that he's been fighting prostate cancer for the last 2 years, and it's getting worse. So all they have to do is wait him out and just keep doing continuances, and he'll be fine.
Just wait him out. He'll die sooner or later.
Yeah. He's 80 years old already, guys. And what I didn't know is he was the longest tenured owner. Dr. Buss had died the year before.
Yeah, he's only.
No, I did not know that.
I think that record should just be erased, because he is an a-hole, and he is the losingest coach. Not coach, losingest owner. Like, he's just the laughing stock of the owners.
Well, it's like, it just explains the reason why the Clippers were so bad. I mean, in reality, everything that he was talking about and everything that he did, and all the, he even came out. I think there's a recording, and someone will correct me if I'm wrong. It was the Elgin Baylor thing. Elgin Baylor said that he wanted him to get these guys that pretty much just came out of the ghetto and grab them up and pay them a little bit and put on the basketball court, guys that were, you know, really cheap, but he ended up making his million. So, you know, it's along the thinking. This guy has lost his mind. I mean, if he wanted to live back in 1860, he'd be a perfect fit. But guess what? The world has evolved a little bit, although we'll never get rid of the nonsense that he was putting out there. But he would have been amongst the, the regular folks. That's what regular folks used to think. Well, I put food on their table. I give them cars. I give them everything that they got, you know. And that's what plantation owners used to say. So, you know, this guy would have been perfect back in that day, but we have evolved a little bit.
Well, you know, it's funny. The people that came out that say they would very interested in buying the Clippers, you know, and the guys that came out don't have the money for it.
Except Oprah.
I love Magic Johnson.
Actually, Oprah is the poorest group.
It is his group. But Magic has come out on his Twitter account and on Facebook and everywhere, all the social media, that he is not interested in buying the Clippers.
That doesn't mean anything, big dog.
But he said he is not interested. He didn't say the group isn't interested. He said he is not interested. But no, what I thought would be funny is they should line up the potential buyers in front of Donald Sterling, just to get a feel, just to see what he would say to them, because Oscar De La Hoya, Jay-Z, Floyd Mayweather, and Oprah all are interested in buying the Clippers. Line them all up opposite of him and do an interview and see what
Malcolm in the middle.
Oh, yeah, Frankie Mokelhead, yeah. That's in the middle, you know, the little kid.
He's
interested in buying the Clippers. He doesn't have.
All right, if Malcolm in the middle says, okay, here we go once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be the first one. No one else has done it. We were the first ones in line for the Dodgers. NBC Media is now the first ones in line for the Los Angeles Clippers, folks. We think that we will destroy that organization even more so than what's his face. So we're the first ones in line. Here it is. Let me look up in my wallet. No, that's not going to do it. Hold on. Let me figure out how much we have right now. On cash, on hand. NBC Media alone will put, and this is an all-cash offer, ladies and gentlemen, NBC Media today, right now, only today, we will start off with $7,150. That's an all-cash offer. NBC Media is good for it. So there you go, folks. If anyone wants to join,
we'll
my
cash in our
group,
retirement for $10,000. So you want to become partners? We'll cash in our retirement for $10,000.
Okay. Well, if I were to cash in my retirement, that would add another $33,000 to it.
Our
bid is up to $40,000. How much do you want to
put in?
There you
go. So we're right there.
So
hey, I'll throw down
$5,000. Dream, $5,000 or $5?
No, $5. Come on, man.
Okay,
I got to pay.
He wants to be a Yankee owner. You know, so there you go.
Well, of all of us, the only one who was a Yankee owner was me for a while. So I was proud of it. And I found out it was the Enterprise Fund, no less, with Janice back in the 90s. But anyway. How much are you in for, Big Dog? You said $1,000?
I'm in for grand, yeah.
Okay, he's in for a grand. So now, roughly, the NBC Media ownership group, loose association that we are, is in for, let's see, we're in for, Sonny said $10,000, Big Dog said $1,000, so that's actually, wow, that's
I have $850,000 in my retirement.
Okay, hold on, $32,000. Plus $7,150, plus $1,000 from the Big Dog, $5 from Dream. Brian said
$850,000.
All right, so NDB Media just found its new sponsor.
We just found a new sponsor.
Forget the Clippers.
He probably lives in. He's probably got a bigger palatial estate than I do.
It's time out here. Big Dog wants to know something because he heard an offer of $850,000. Hold on a minute.
If Brian's good for $850,000, what the hell is Kuzo shitting gold or what?
of course he is.
It's all that golden honey peanut butter you feed him, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, Brian, do you really have $850,000 for this investment group? Because we're talking real money over here.
Come on,
hey,
man.
I was in a dreamland here, man.
Oh,
he was
talking
about cashing in his retirement.
He meant $850.
Yeah.
Like $8.50. Come on.
All I know, guys, is if I get a divorce, I'm gonna be set for life. I can promise.
Oh, okay. Well, if this ownership group does okay, well, we're at 40,955, but that doesn't count the 10,000 that Sonny Clark's also gonna come in. You know, I was doing most of my money already. Now everyone, we're at $50,955. And if Brian has $8.50, well, we're now, we're at $50,013.50. Sonia, how much are you in for, kiddo? Matt? Anyone else in? NBA
commissioner. I feel
commissioner,
like we're in the Price is Right now. I feel like, one penny.
Commissioner Silver, we opened up our books right now, sir, and we have come clean, and let's just say that we've come forward, and we have the first all-cash offer, and we're good for it, sir, for $50,013.50 right now.
Why isn't Brian's money good?
I dare you to send that email. I dare you to send that email.
We're going to post it right now. Your state refund? Is that the one? Well, which year is that, Sonia? Is that the year you got nothing? I'm just curious. Which one is that, Sonia?
That's the one where she owed money.
She owed money. That's funny.
I had a comment earlier.
Good thing about that, Drew. That was good.
As he always does.
What was the copy comment?
What did he say that was so awful? He suggested that his girlfriend not publicize her pictures with black people. It's the same argument Republicans have against gays.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
I was trying to make that point a long time ago, but yeah, exactly. But
hey, folks, there was no news going on. That's why everyone here in Southern California. It didn't give a damn. As a matter of fact, when Brian broke the news on the Couch Potato Sports Show, which followed NDB Media, he had the article, he showed it to us, and Sonny and Brian were like, my God, can you believe this? The scorekeeper was like, yeah. we've known about him being the way he is for over 30 years. We've known it.
Well, that was quite funny that you mentioned that, scorekeeper, because there was an article that was put in ESPN magazine like 8 years ago or 7 years ago about this guy, and it included all the nonsense about the rental and the fact that he wouldn't allow Mexicans and black people in his rental places and stuff like that. The NBA ignored it back then, and I think what Silver did is, listen, I'm going to make up for a big mistake. We should have handled this a long time ago, and he put the hammer down on his ass.
Hold on a minute, guys. Hold on a minute. Look, first of all, this may sound like I'm defending Sterling, but guys,
yeah, because what I was going to say is going to be the same thing, probably.
Okay. I think the big dog and I are on the same thing. Guys, and the big dog will correct me if his opinion is different. Guys, look. Whatever happens outside of the business that does not affect the business, you know, the NBA is not going to do anything about it. It was a lawsuit that had to do with him being a rental person, you know, an owner. They get sued all the time, and see, Big Dog is, he's shaking his head no. So it's not the same thing. But, guys, the NBA doesn't really get involved unless they have proof and it's directly related to the team. Oh, here we go. Big Dog is shaking his head. Look, all I've got to say is, guys, people get sued all the time. And if it doesn't affect the product that you're involved in, no one gives a damn.
No one really does give a damn. Now, that he's saying yes to.
No, there are provisions in the ownership agreement that you signed that have provisions for that, and I'll go on further as to why the NBA did not go after Donald Sterling.
Okay, very good, Big Dog.
Do it. Let's hear it. Go, Big Dog.
Well, Big Dog wants me to finish my thought, and I am going to say this. Right now, look, in L.A., again, we didn't care. Now, the NBA, I will say, was asked by several people, why didn't you move on this earlier? And Silver said, well, I wasn't in charge back then, so I cannot answer that. It was a great answer that I wasn't in charge.
It was a great
answer. I can only tell you this is what we're doing now. Now, what I did want to say before we go to the Big Dog is people right after did what he did, and these were people of color. So let me put it out there right now. They were all commenting about, again, the NBA just didn't do enough. Just didn't do it. Where were they so many years ago? And I actually got very angry, and I did yell at the TV because I'm like, you know, folks, where the hell were you when you are now unhappy the NBA? The very same people that were throwing rocks that are in the media, and they were all of color, saying, I am so dissatisfied with what the NBA is doing now. And I wanted to throw back at them and say, you're in the media. Why didn't you know about this, you stupid, illiterate, analphabetic individual? I was angry at these people because they were so disappointed. I said, what more did you want? I mean, honestly. And it's just, dude, he's gone. Most of us dismissed him being able to be even kicked out, and the NBA moved lightning fast. So...
Too fast.
I'm impressed. They move fast. Good for them. But Big Dog, you're in now.
Well, it's funny because your favorite analphabetic person,
Stephen A. Smith,
actually got it right, as he often does, damn it. But
as he often does, I'm going to kick the shit out of you right now.
You know, a lot of his information always comes through. Think about Dwight Howard, the Shaq Kobe thing.
Anyway, who gives a shit about that?
The people of color that were complaining, why didn't the NBA do anything about it? Stephen A. actually got it right in his answer, in his rebuttal to other people of color. And the answer was, yes, he... That was them coming from Stephen A. Anyways. The thing about that was, yes, he was sued by the government for the racial discrimination on his building. The reason why the NBA did not do anything was because he settled out of court for the $2.75 million without having to say that he was guilty.
So once again, there's nothing
for them to go against, because they're going to say, okay, yes, it was brought up, but it was dismissed. The thing with Elgin Baylor and the racial discrimination.
He lost.
Elgin Baylor lost. The NBA said they were watching that closely, but since he lost, that means there was no racial discrimination there. Once again, nothing to go against Sterling on. For you to kick someone out as an NBA owner, which there are only 30 of, whether it's a group.
29 or 30?
There's 30 teams. Whether or not it's a group or a person, you have to have evidence that something was done wrong to kick this person out. Now, him being stupid enough, they said, because the girlfriend said she told him he was being recorded, and he said he didn't care. And if you listen to the entire thing, because it's like a 15 or 20 minute audio clip,
And that is true. They've only released two sections of the entire thing.
Well, Deadspin did the whole thing.
Okay, good. The
whole 20 minutes. And the guy just goes on and on and on. I mean, he didn't care. And the fact is when the representative for the NBA went to talk to him, they were like, well, is this you? And he said, yeah, that's me. I said all those things. He doesn't care. This guy, pretty much all his life, has been in court fighting or suing or
people.
people, you know, or entities or whatever.
Oh,
so,
nice use of the word there, Vic.
So, and he has already said, you know, they try to kick me out, I'm going to sue the NBA. You know, but this time, you know, the deck is really stacked against them. So.
Was that a dorm on a boom?
A little bit of boom.
Wow.
Because the military might be screwing around right now.
Well, the air show is happening this weekend.
We just heard a sonic boom, folks.
The air show in Chino's happening.
Wow.
The other thing, of course,
that's what they want you to think.
Yeah, he has the best of both worlds right now. He gets to own the team, get the profits from the team, and not do a damn thing but sit on his ass. Because
yep.
until the team is sold, he gets all the profit from the team. Now, for those who don't know, he bought this team for $15 million back in the day.
I thought it was 12,
yep.
but go ahead.
And it's worth over six. It's anywhere from $600 to $700 million. They're saying it's
actually.
Sold,
I hear, and they can. They can probably get about $1.5 billion, is what they're saying.
Well, no,
no,
okay. Hold on.
I heard almost, they could get close to a billion. I never heard over a billion.
Yeah,
but,
okay, hold on.
But Phil,
these are the mama's boys that live in mama's apron, otherwise known as the basement, that are over, that are also the sabermetricians, guys. These are the ones just making up the news. Right away, surprisingly, Fortune said on the low side, 500 to the high side of 800 million. And that was just today, right now. So $1 billion is easily possible. If you want to have someone overpay $1.5 billion, yeah, there are some jackholes out there that could pay that.
Some Russians or...
But seriously, guys, this
yeah.
is still the Clippers.
$1.5
billion.
Yeah, but also, it's going to depend how far they get. It's going to depend if they get to the finals. It's going to depend, you know, how far they actually get. Is going to determine what their worth is. And I think it might just be a business decision from the NBA rather than, you know, a moral high ground. Because, again, they're going to want to make some money off of this.
Guys, and well said, Dream. Guys, what's going to happen is the NBA is actually going to be handling the purchase. Sterling's not. If they're forcing this, the NBA is going to have to do it. Because Sterling will never, ever... you know, talk to anyone about it. So
I say they just reimbursed him the $12
million. This is going to go on for some time.
Well, they're going to try and get him out before the season
I
starts.
Heard, yeah. That's going to be almost simple. I mean, actually,
they can force him out.
They can force him out, and he can continue to sue. He could actually be out of the NBA by July.
Yes.
And what the team will do is they will take over control of the team. But then now that brings a whole other issues into it. So... folks, it's going to be entertaining, but the sale will probably be stopped due to some sort of injunction.
Now, the problem that's going to happen if he continues to own the team.
A problem?
Yes.
He continues to make the money.
No. I know that, but the problem that could continue is the problem that could continue is the fact that a lot of players. I don't know if you heard the press conference. Some players said that if he remains owner of the team, they want to file for free agency and have their contracts null and voided.
Yep.
Real quick before I drop out. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Yep.
What the NBA should do. Now it's gonna kill brand. They should screw everybody, especially Sterling. And dissolve the Clippers.
Exactly.
Dissolve that name. This way they don't owe him jack.
Yep.
They don't owe him anything. You keep the players, change the name, and you can renegotiate people's contracts if you really, really want to, which they probably will make you. But I think they will be a lot better off doing it that way than having all of their stars leave, than having, you know, long anticipated court dates. You know, again, they could just wait him out and everything, but at the end of the day, you know, I really think they should just dissolve the Clipper name, you know, become Los Angeles something else, and then screw everybody and start it over. Because,
yeah,
I mean, when did the Clippers get good? You know, nobody has any Clippers merchandise. So I don't think they'll care. But and those that do will have, you know, those that do have the merchandise are going to have, you know, priceless items now, you know, because who has Clipper stuff in, you know, after 10 years, you know?
Oh, please. I'm a collector. The Clipper stuff will never be priceless. Let's get real now. Come on. But
you know what?
It may not
be priceless.
Dissolving the Clipper name, that would never, ever happen.
Judge,
first of all, would never allow that. Plus, you have to take the team away from Sterling before you could even do that. Now, that alone, just to get him out, is going to take months and months. That's all I was saying. If he fights it in court and there's an injunction, the NBA can't just dissolve the team just because they want to. You know, they're still the owners. He is still the owner. He owns property. That's like saying, oh, we're going to sue you to take your property away, and I countersue, and there's an injunction in court. You can't just go behind my back and say, oh, we're taking it anyways. Let's just destroy it. You can't do that. So, I mean,
well, hey,
people can
go light a fire at an apartment building. They can figure out something.
Yeah, and that's why they end up in jail.
Yeah. And by the way, Sterling may actually go and try to have – he may actually get an injunction for his lifetime ban. Because there could easily be a sympathetic judge saying that, yeah, you need to be involved to sell this team. Believe it or not, the lifetime ban could be overturned.
Maybe for that particular part on the sale of the team.
Hey, look, you're going to tell me that there is no sympathetic judge in California or stupid judges?
But do the NBA bylaws allow you to go outside?
Oh, by the way, we have the NBA bylaws. We'll be reading them. Well, actually, no, I won't. I don't
for the ownership or for the players?
No, the owners.
The owners' bylaws?
It was released this week. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I posted it on Facebook again before. Well, I will, because I'm anal.
I know.
Not anal phobetic. I am not Stephen A. Smith.
But as I said, Stephen A. actually got it right when he came to.
Fuck you.
Hey, you got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, he got
not
it right.
Not him. Good for him. Merry Christmas. I'm glad he got it right, because he certainly got it wrong on everything else.
That is true, but even as Couch Potato has stated in the past, a lot of what Stephen A. says happens. He has an incredible inside source that gets it right in the NBA.
Are you telling me that it is bigger than mine?
In NBA news, yes.
No, you said the inside source. Are you going to tell me that his is bigger than mine?
As far as NBA news is concerned, yes.
Not what I'm asking.
Yeah.
We know what the inside source is.
I know. And that's
you're telling me his is bigger than mine?
I don't know. I've never seen your inside source.
Thank God.
I've heard it. It's hit the floor.
Padoom, padoom, boy, jeez, don't stroke that ego.
Don't stroke that ego? Don't stroke that ego? Oh, my God. We know that your lizard is Rodney.
I know.
Mine is the inside source. It has always been, and it always will be.
Just make sure you don't stroke the ego. Or the inside source.
Hey, let's not talk about Vegas again.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Brian is still with us. Thank God. Yes, folks. December 5th, 6th, and 7th, we are the plover fish that follows the couch potato. We've always been, and we always will be. Couch potato is a shark. The Hall of Famer. He is in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to you, Sonny. You know, in your acceptance speech, you did not mention the scorekeeper. Yeah, rat bastard. That's okay.
Well, I didn't go.
Yeah, but you still wrote, you still said stuff on air, and you never said, oh, yes, I am a Hall of Famer, and yes, I wish to thank all the small people that I stepped over to become a Hall of Famer, namely the scorekeeper. So that way,
no,
I
probably did. I probably said you deserved it more than I did.
Wait a minute, hold on a minute. Coffee actually got this wrong. You just told me, big dog.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be like...
surprised?
Yeah, stunned?
Well, you know, usually he talks shit and backs it up, but this time he's just talking shit.
Or he's talking nonsense. What did Coffee get wrong this time?
He said Stephen A. didn't get anything right.
Oh, I love him.
I listened to the press conference. Silver addressed it. Stephen just pretty much prorated it, is what he's saying. But the thing is, I listened to the entire news conference.
Okay, but
Silver did not address the fact that he had been sued and settled out of court. None of that was talked about in the news conference.
It was implied because
it
we all knew it.
Okay, but it was no. I didn't know he had settled out of court. That there was no conviction that was there. I thought he was truthfully. I thought when he lost that lawsuit and had to pay the $2.75 million to the government that he had lost and pleaded, and it was a guilty plea, and it wasn't. He settled out of court, and there was no plea whatsoever. Not guilty, not innocent. There was no plea.
I will grant you that, Big Dog.
So,
fair enough.
Silver did not say any of that stuff.
Well, I understand that, but he did say there were other things in the past that we couldn't move on, and he said clearly we have evidence. But what the Big Dog said earlier was he was responding to the people that were throwing all the things at Silver, saying, why didn't you do it in the past? And Big Dog said that Stephen A. Smith got that right.
Silver conducted himself very, very well. And, you know, this was his litmus test.
This was his 9/11. you weren't here last week when I said that.
And so quick after taking over. I mean, you know, he's only been commissioner for 3 months. You know, and there's a lot of things that a lot of people now are coming out about David Stern that David Stern slipped a lot of stuff under the rug. You know, what's going to happen when Gene Lee's and he takes over?
Is Stephen A. Smith right or wrong then?
About what?
About, well, the reason why the NBA didn't do anything was because of these things.
He's absolutely right.
Then Stern did not sweep anything under the rug.
No, but I mean, I'm just know there's other things that have been said.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Michael Jordan and gambling? Long before the couch potato was a conspiracy theory, the Big Dog, even then, he in the precursor to Sports Talk with the Guys, the Big Dog said when Michael Jordan was leaving the game, when he retired
to play baseball,
the Big Dog told me he is actually being suspended by the league for his gambling.
Yep.
And that was back then. So in October of 2008, when I wanted to start a sports program, and of course Sonia told me no, I then said,
I thought I was your first.
Well, you were the first to say yes. Sonia tells me no all the time. But
and you were just asking for the sports show.
That's right. I hadn't even asked about the sports show yet. I had wanted to do a sports program, and I said the only one that I want to do it with would be you. And I said sports show.
And no, I'm not wrong. I listened to the whole conference. He does not go into detail.
So coffee's full of shit.
Well, he's coffee being coffee, and he knows he's getting under my skin. That's why he's continually doing this.
Coffee's being coffee. I like it. And that's why the Bobby Brown song of It's My Prerogative is his coffee song on NBC Media, but I couldn't find the Bobby Brown song, so I only played the Britney Spears version. But think about it, folks. You've all heard the Bobby Brown, Matt, go listen to it. So you've all heard Bobby Brown's My Prerogative.
What's up, Barbara?
That is coffee, guys. It's coffee. It's My Prerogative.
You know why Carlos came in so late, right?
Because he's finally getting some?
No, because his Bulls lost.
Oh, that's right. He's been showing up late.
It's okay, Cuervo. There's room on the couch with the Lakers, too.
All these pussies are making so much noise, you know this?
At least you made it into the playoffs. I can't say that this year. For only the fifth time in my existence. You like how I threw that in, huh?
I like that one.
I think Sonia was trying to say liar. It's all right, sweetheart. What you need to do is, yeah, you need to write an A in there, kiddo. It's L-I-A-R. Okay. I'm just messing with her right now. Oh, wait a minute. Is she saying that I kept asking her and the answer was no? Is she saying liar? Wait a minute.
Oh,
I was talking about being a co-host, woman. And you've always said no.
Cuervo said, and by the way, you can't have
a liar?
Carlos says, and by the way, Big Dog, you can't have my coach.
Oh.
Because as those who don't know, or you've been under a rock, Mr. D'Antoni stepped down as head coach.
Thank God. Or thank me, quite frankly. Yes. Thank God he's gone.
Magic Johnson expressed those exact same feelings like 10 minutes after he was broken. He said, happy days are here again.
Yes.
Like, wow. Tell us how you really feel.
Right. D'Antoni, I believe, is a good coach.
He is. He was put in a very bad situation.
Oh, all right. Cut the crap of the he was put in a very bad situation.
He was trying to follow, in essence, he followed Phil Jackson because Phil was supposed to get this job, and then it was taken away from him by Jim Buss over the weekend.
And it was given to someone else who was here for what, like 8 games?
No. So you're talking about Mike Brown that was there for a year, and he was there for a season and 5 games.
Really?
Yes.
Season and 5 games?
Yes. But remember, the job was given to him on Friday, and then over the weekend it was taken away from Phil Jackson and given to D'Antoni. So in essence, he kind of followed Phil Jackson. The injuries
because
mounted like
Phil Jackson said there was an agreement.
Yes.
There was an agreement in place.
Yeah, and the agreement was that he would give an answer on Monday because he wanted to check with his doctor to make sure he could.
He was offered the job.
Yes, he was. He said, "Give me till Monday." He said, "I want to think about it," but what he meant was, "I want to check with my doctor, make sure my health is fine, and I can do this for another season or two or three." But anyways, we won't rehash that one. D'Antoni is a capable coach,
evidenced by coaching the Lakers.
There was insurmountable injuries. I mean, we haven't had 2 years worth of injuries like this, probably ever. But I mean, the fact that he and Gasol clashed immediately, and we talked about this over and over again, he does not know what to do with the big man. He's never had a seven-footer in his system. You know, Sean Marion was probably the closest that he came to that, and Marion, I think, is, 6'9½", 6'10", you know, but a true center that plays low post, he did not know what to do with. Then he got Dwight Howard on top of that, two low post players. So, He will get hired somewhere, probably not this season, but I mean this coming season, maybe the following season. But he will work again. But now is we're gonna see who's gonna coach the Lakers. Let the conjecture and rumors and everything else start, because there's a lot of them out there already. Whether it's the coaching, college coaching ranks for Calipari, because they're still hot on Calipari. And one other guy, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Of course, Byron Scott's name's come up.
How about Phil
Cal's
Jackson?
Not going anywhere.
Stan Van Gundy, Jeff Van Gundy, Thibodeau from
Bruce Thibodeau?
From Chicago.
No, okay.
And a few others out there. I mean, there's a lot. Jerry Sloan's name's been brought up, which I think he's just too old and too out of it.
Big Dog, I'm going to ask you to forgive me. I'm going to ask you to also. Thank you. Folks, the scorekeeper has to take his daughter, Gmo, to a special class today, which is because she's been ditching so much school. Yeah, due to her health, she's having trouble attending school. We know that. So she's going to go today, and I'm going to have to bail like I used to. So, Big Dog, I'm handing you the con.
I don't want it today.
Anyway.
Oh, shit.
So, if you guys are going to make decisions on doing another program, you guys resolve it. You handle it.
Sonny, you going to do a show? Sonny?
Wake up.
Sonny
Clark.
I guess we're not doing a show.
He put himself on mute again. So, if you guys are going to do another program at 8 o'clock.
Sonny, complain with your lizard.
Stop playing with your lizard. Are we still live?
We should be.
Yeah, we should be. Brian, do you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Thank you. But anyway, so you guys figure out what you're going to do. I now relinquish the con to you.
I don't care.
You have the con. You are in control now.
No.
And I have to go take my daughter, and hopefully I'll be back.
The janitor.
Bye, Rod.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Brian. What was that?
I said, bye, Raji Poo.
Right. Oh, I was going to send over my prerogative to scorekeeper. I just edited it real quick and was going to send it, but I guess we'll wait.
Yes, so you actually did this for coffee? You did that
I did
for
it in 25 seconds. I just did it, and I was going to send it
I don't
want
to know about your sex life, Sonny. I don't care about 20 seconds and how long it takes. Congratulations. That's usually more than most of us.
Really? 25 seconds would have been a record over the past, for a while. So there you go.
Don't mean to ruin anyone's day, but 3 seconds is good enough for me. So there it is.
There you go.
Anyway, so I guess we're going to have my prerogative. Gentlemen, I relinquish the con yet again to the big dog. I have to go take Gmo. Hopefully I'll be back in time. And that'll be it. I'll be back.
Okay.
So it's all good in the hood. Sonny, are you going to do a program?
I got a football game. We'd have to do it on your station.
Sonny, log in, get it done, and the big dog will finish 1 minute before, and then please log in under NDB Media to make it happen and start the program. I will be back soon. So take over,
okay,
Mr. Clark, on the programming, and then you start the program at 8 o'clock. Big dog will hang up 1 minute before, and that's it. Gentlemen, may the wind be at my back. I shall return. So this smells like kitty crap in here.
Have fun. All right, guys, so as we were saying, or we were talking about the NBA, I guess we'll continue that. D'Antoni, like I said, there's a lot of coaching possibilities there. Will they go young? Will they go old? Will they go relatively new coach where they don't have to pay him a lot of money, or will they go with an expensive coach? I think the Lakers are going to take their time. This time they're going to take their time. And you really won't see a coach for the Lakers till maybe late July, early August, just before training camp is probably going to start. So it's going to be an interesting to see who they get. But since we're talking NBA, guys, we're going to stay with the NBA and the playoffs. Now, these playoffs right now are shaping up to be the best playoffs that we've had in 10, 15 years. There are, five Game 7s going on this weekend. It will be Atlanta versus Indiana. Where are the other two? Memphis versus Oklahoma City Thunder. And is it the Clippers today? Second, guys. Oh, wonderful. Roger's internet's not working now. God damn it. Oh, okay. And it will be the Clippers and Golden State Warriors in Game 7. Those three games are on today. Tomorrow, it will be Dallas versus San Antonio, and it will be Brooklyn versus Toronto. So five Game 7s. We almost had a sixth Game 7, but it was a buzzer beater by Portland versus Houston yesterday as they hit the shot at the buzzer for the win. They gave him the 4-2 edge.
Yeah.
So as of right now, Miami, Portland, and Washington all move forward to the second round. So they're just waiting and healing up, resting, especially Miami, so they won 4-0. So it's going to be a very, very interesting playoffs and see if this continues. Sonny, have you been watching any of the playoffs at all or heard any about it?
I actually watched a little bit because one of the quarterbacks in the IFL is Houston Lillard. And then, of course, last night you saw his brother make the big shot in the game last night. So, yes, I have been watching.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. I mean, yeah, that was an incredible shot at the buzzer with 0.9 seconds left.
Yep.
Just inbounded pass. Just let it fly.
Boom.
From three, and it went in. I mean, it was an incredible shot.
Yep. So I thought that was interesting. I liked the way that whole thing ended up, at least last night, anyway. So you know, keeping our eye. You know, I've been keeping an eye on. I've been keeping my eye on Portland anyway. through these things, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, and the one thing I did want to mention in today's game with Oklahoma City and the Grizzlies, that one, of course, I believe I predicted 7 games on that one when it first came out. I mean, these guys are so evenly matched up. Right now, Tony Allen has put the handcuffs on Kevin Durant, and Durant finally had a breakout game this last game. But pretty much Tony Allen has just had his way with Kevin Durant in not letting Durant score. He's been under so much pressure, and it's just been a great series. But their big man, Zach Randolph, Z-Bo, has been suspended for Game 7 because of a punch that he threw to one of the Oklahoma City Thunder players in game six. So that is a big, big blow to the Memphis Grizzlies as they're going into Oklahoma City for that game seven. He is a major, major part of their success. So let's see if they have enough to win without him. I don't think they do. With Debo in the game, it would have been tough enough. It would have been a pretty evenly matched game. But without Debo, I think, and Oklahoma City going home knowing what's at stake, I think Oklahoma City is going to win this one by about 7 to 10 points. Sonny, you have any predictions on that one?
Well, that whole situation, I want to agree with you, but I don't know if I can. I don't know if I want to go out and make the statement, you know, that they will win that one. It's such a toss up, and if you look at the line of the game and everything, that one's a tough Oklahoma City. I want to say that, and really, let's be honest, if you look at the regular season, they're definitely the better basketball team. But the fact of the matter is it doesn't seem, I mean, we're sitting in a game seven. Should there be a game seven in this one?
There shouldn't have been a game seven, but, you know, those Grizzlies are just pesky. I mean, and
exactly.
For whatever reason, they match up. It's one of those things that was the one team that Oklahoma City Thunder did not want to play. Of all the teams that made the playoffs,
yep.
Those were the guys you could have asked every single Oklahoma City Thunder player, and they would have said the Grizzlies. Because every
yep.
year, they give the Grizzlies give the Thunder, I mean, fits. So,
And remember, last year, the Memphis Grizzlies was playing for the NBA championship. So, you know, even though
yes.
they didn't hit that number one, two, three, or four seed, they're always, you know, and they still kept a lot of that team intact from last year. It was going to be a problem for them. You're right.
Yeah, but without Randolph, guys, it's not even going to be a game.
That's the only thing. That's a huge loss for them as they move into.
And
then
that's bullshit because George should have been suspended from Indiana for Game 7. They let him play, but now they're going to suspend Randolph like this. I don't agree with throwing somebody out unless they're in just a blatant fight or something. But come on. I mean, these are the playoffs. You're going to have more emotions, more intensity. If Randolph suspended, then the other guy for Indiana should be suspended. That's bullshit.
Now, did Randolph actually throw the punch? I didn't see it. Did he actually throw the punch?
I'm not sure.
Or did he come off?
Sure.
Did he come off? Just come off the bench?
Which one was it?
No, he threw the punch, but it wasn't much of a punch. I mean, it was. I don't even think the guy felt it much. You know, Brian said, I mean, it wasn't really anything. I mean, Indiana players should have been suspended for more of it. I mean, it's just the way the NBA is sometimes, where they look at one play
Really, really quick, Big Dog. This is the reason why people think that the NBA is rigged. Okay, they don't suspend the guy from Oklahoma City, but they suspend the guy who is the big, huge factor in this team being where they're at, and they suspend him and without him in a game seven. So if anybody wants to know where this is how conspiracy theories happen, and frankly, they should have threw out the guy from Oklahoma City as far as the whole situation is too, if you're going to make it and make it right. And they really, really missed out on this, and the Grizzlies are probably going to lose this game. Without Randolph, I don't see him winning the game.
You're absolutely right. That's like I said, you know, it would have been hard to begin with for them to win the game in Oklahoma City, but without Randolph there, I mean, it's not even going to be close. I don't think. I mean, I don't think they have enough power, firepower to make up Zach Randolph's missing in the game. What do you think,
yep.
Brian?
Well, you know, it was going to be hard, but again, Kevin Durant's going to have to show me that he's capable of stepping up in a game seven pressure-wise. I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma City in these playoffs haven't played well at home, and Memphis could be rejuvenated because of this and come out with a chip on their shoulder, because they didn't try in game six. You saw that. Memphis was at home with a chance, and for some reason it's like they didn't even want to play. But they'll come today with everything. Is Durant going to freeze up? Is he going to be the MVP? I'm interested to see how they play, because I think if Oklahoma City chokes in the spotlight, man, I mean, it could be bad for Durant and Westbrook.
It's a game they have to show up at, definitely.
Yeah, and the thing with Westbrook, too, I mean, Westbrook is taking way too many shots. His shot count has gone up in the playoffs, where it should have been Durant. I mean, Durant is the MVP. He should be the man on the team. And that's one of the main problems I have with Kevin Durant is he doesn't take the team for you know, to be his, like Magic or Larry Bird or, you know, Dirk when he was having his success, so much success with Dallas. Even LeBron James, I mean, he came to Miami and is doing ways, but you know now when it's pressure time, they give the ball to James. And with Oklahoma City, you don't know who gets the ball at the end. It should be Durant because he should be the guy. He's the main scorer, has been, you know, what, 4 out of the last 5 years, the top scorer in the NBA. But yet,
yep.
Well, a lot of those times, Russell Westbrook will take a shot. And his percentage
yep.
for taking game-winning shots is not good.
Right. But here's the thing, just really quick, and before I get out of here to get set for the other side, but he feels like he has to, and that goes back to the fact, if you read that article, you know, coming out of Oklahoma City, you know, he's unreliable. That's one of the problems with him, and that's the huge thing. Let's continue that talk on the other side, and I put up, you know, the intro for Coffee. Let's leave that a listen, and then you want to skip out and get to the other side there, Big Dog?
Sure, sounds good.
All right, here's
what's the phone number?
Three, same number, you just going to have to recall in.
Okay.
All right, and here's Coffee. Here's Coffee's intro, and we'll be back here in a minute or so. Yeah, let's start it over so we can hear it. There.
They say I'm crazy. I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't.
And we'll catch everybody on the other side.
Yep. Alrighty, guys. That was Coffee's intro by Bobby Brown, My Prerogative. And as we all know, he has his prerogative. So thanks a lot, guys, for joining us. And we will see you in just a couple of minutes. Call right back in, and we will continue this on the other side. See you, guys. Have fun.